pretty sure I'm just trying to relive being 16 years old, but with power, or I mean, on my own terms. So I'm in a meeting with the executive director after I recently cut my hair. It had been asymmetrical for a while, like about 3 years or so, but right around my birthday, I chopped it all off. Well, the long half. So it was all short. He, a white man about 10 years older than me, asked if it stood for something. Often, he knows, I stand for something. I mean, I recently got those Doc Martens that he knows about. The 8-holes. The ones that I had made my dad drive all over the suburbs to find. I'm wearing denim jacket all the time and this black trench coat. So I tell him that I guess I'm trying to relive being 16 again. I don't tell him that I think I'm doing it so that this time I can be strong. Or not strong, but maybe just loved. When I was 16, I had lived in the suburbs outside of Toronto. So I went to like a regular suburban hairdresser. And while the hairdresser cut off my long, black, frizzy, knotty hair, and then did those last parts with a electric razor, this old white woman was sitting beside me getting her bob or trim or perm. And she laughed and said that she couldn't be paid to do that. And I said, here I am paying $20 plus tip. I didn't tell her that she wasn't living my life. Shaving my hair was freedom from all the shit going on. An attempt to escape a cycle of needing to be validated by older white men by ensuring that they were still willing to deposit their life force inside me. An escape that probably lasted weeks or maybe even days. Or maybe this was just a response to all those people calling me a short Mexican boy because my frizzy hair would go in a ponytail and be hidden in the back of a baseball cap. I want to remember my shaved head time as one of ultimate acceptance, like where I was cool and found community and finally belonged. You know, I was like understood. But I think it was more like people laughing at me still, but me being able to pretend that I wanted it. Like my parents. I guess by the time I was 16, they realized they couldn't outright forbid me from having my own style, although they did successfully forbid me from using hair product like gel or whatever. But anyway, since they couldn't forbid me from having my own style, they tried to laugh me into submission. I remember that one time I was with my dad, like the cooler parent, and we were shopping in the mall, and he said, why is everyone laughing? I think they're laughing at you. It must be your hair. I loudly replied, no, they're laughing because I'm hanging out with my dad in the mall. I was embarrassed and upset. There's an obvious dearth of photos of me from like 16-ish to my college years. And in any case, I'm fairly unwilling to look at pictures of myself back then, but recently I had found one to show my partner. It was me at prom with short spiky hair and a gray and green lehenga. I looked hot. I was a fucking hot queer girl with short spiky hair and I had no idea. So now at 37, I've had more years lived after 16 years old than before. And here I am with Doc Martens, the boots, a trench coat, short hair, I'm fucking baller. So yeah, I feel like I'm reliving 16. But I'm like the end of Little Miss Sunshine, where at the little girl beauty pageant, she gets up on stage in earnest and starts doing her well-prepared striptease to Super Freak. And her family eventually gets up and joins her. That's me. All of them. I'm Little Miss Sunshine, my 16-year-old self, just doing what I think is best, what I think I'm supposed to be doing. And then I'm the family, me now, getting up and doing the dance too, beside me, because I couldn't give a fuck what everyone else thinks of me, and we're the only ones who have actually got it right in a world full of people trying to get us, her,
what is your daughter doing?
Them, off stage.